Chapter 19. Attention Hijackers. Takeaway. Dealing with distractions before they happen, like by shutting off alerts on your phone for new messages, helps you avoid attention hijacking interruptions. It can take as much as 25 minutes to refocus on the task at hand after being interrupted. Bursting the focus bubble. Tactics like setting daily intentions, externalizing your tasks, seeing your life as a collection of hotspots, and creating space for your mind to wander all help you see your work and life with more clarity and let you work on what's important every day. But of course, not all distractions are internal. Just as it's important to build up your attention muscle, it's also important to protect it from external distractions that will derail your focus and productivity. One of the things I noticed after I began to use my smartphone for just an hour a day, in addition to how much more mental clarity I began to have, was how infrequently I was interrupted. Instead of my attention being constantly hijacked, I was able to dive deeper into whatever I was working on, no matter how complicated it was, because I didn't have to constantly refocus my attention. Before the experiment, one text or interruption would instantly burst the focus bubble I was working inside of, and it took an incredible amount of time to work my way back into it. The more attention a task involved, the longer recovering from interruptions took. Unnecessary alerts may not cost you a ton of time, but they cost you a ton of attention. Every time you receive an alert for a new email, text message, Twitter mention, or Facebook notification, your attention is instantly hijacked. And this has huge productivity costs, particularly when you're working on something complex. Since transitioning from the time economy to the knowledge economy, we no longer only trade our time for a paycheck. We also trade our attention for a paycheck, including when we're not in the office. In every 9-to-5 job I've had, I was given a laptop so I could take my work home with me, and it was often expected that I would. Attention hijackers usually didn't exist after you went home from a day of working on an assembly line at a factory. When you punched out for the day, your attention was yours. Today, the opposite is the case. While it may be expected that you never disconnect, defending your attention from interruptions can produce great returns, whether you're at work or home. Chances are you're interrupted more than you realize. Interruptions blend in so seamlessly with the tapestry of our work that it's often hard to notice them at all. However, according to Rescue Time, a company that tracks exactly how people spend their time on the computer, the average knowledge worker opens his or her email program 50 times a day and uses instant messaging 77 times a day. And according to research firm BaseX, unnecessary interruptions from things like email and IM cost the U.S. economy $650 billion in lost productivity every year. It's clear that in the knowledge economy, our attention is worth quite a bit. We'll get to the massive costs of multitasking in the next chapter, which can harm your productivity even more. Also, according to BaseX, quote, interruptions and the requisite recovery time now consume 28% of a worker's day, end quote. And as Gloria Mark, an attention researcher at the University of California, discovered, quote, each employee spent only 11 minutes on any given project before being interrupted, end quote. And it took the average employee 25 minutes to return to the initial task. That's a huge price to pay to tend to pointless interruptions like emails and instant messages. After my smartphone experiment, I began doing something relatively straightforward. I shut off every single notification on my smartphone and computer. Suddenly, whenever someone texted, tweeted, or emailed me, my attention was no longer derailed from what I was working on, and I could begin to tend to the new information that came in on my own schedule and terms. Many people forget that their smartphone, computer, and other devices exist for their convenience, not the convenience of everyone who wants to interrupt them throughout the day. I don't own a watch, and so whenever I pull my smartphone out of my pocket to check the time, which happens a few times every hour, I also clear out any notifications that would have otherwise interrupted my more important work. Since my computer doesn't send me any notifications either, I clear those out at a time I pre-scheduled. The only time my work is ever interrupted is when someone comes up to me in person, when I receive a phone call, or when I receive a reminder before a meeting is about to start. To me, these interruptions are worth it, and they save me time in the long run. The reason you can't remember anything. After I disabled pretty much every notification on my devices and began to disconnect from the internet, another curious thing began to happen. I started to remember a whole lot more. The odd part about a lot of the best productivity tactics is that while they'll let you accomplish more every day, they often make you feel less productive. Tactics like stepping back from your work to plan, scheduling less time for tasks, and disconnecting from the internet all create the conditions for you to get more done. But they also make your work less stimulating, which creates the illusion that you're not accomplishing as much. Disabling distractions does the same thing. Even though pretty much every study on interruptions and multitasking shows that they hurt your productivity, your limbic system will tell you the opposite. And just like when you procrastinate, it's hard not to listen to it. But at the end of the day, all evidence points to the fact that disabling attention hijackers will let you accomplish more, not less. Especially after you account for the fact that most interruptions cost you as much as 25 minutes of productivity, you quickly realize how detrimental most of them are. But there's an equally large cost to being constantly stimulated and distracted. It affects your memory. When you repeatedly move your attentional spotlight from one thing to another, your brain gets overloaded. And when your brain is overloaded, it shifts its processing from your hippocampus, responsible for memory, to the area of your brain responsible for rote tasks, making it difficult to learn a new skill or recall what you were doing before you were interrupted. In his award-winning book, The Shallows, Nicholas Carr uses a neat analogy to describe this effect. Quote, imagine filling a bathtub with a thimble. That's the challenge involved in transferring information from working memory into long-term memory. When we read a book, the information faucet provides a steady drip, which we can control by the pace of our reading. End quote. While we read, we transfer information from our working memory to long-term memory one thimbleful at a time. The opposite happens when we use devices connected to the internet. We provide our limbic systems with a delicious stream of distractions which overloads our brain, making it difficult to transfer information from our working memory to long-term memory. From the moment we wake up to the time we go to bed, we are plugged in, connected to a steady stream of attention hijackers that derail our focus, weaken our attention muscle, and cause us to remember less. Protecting your memory is yet another reason to disable as many attention hijackers in your work as possible. I'll be honest with you. In my experience, disconnecting can be incredibly hard, especially after you grow accustomed to being steadily stimulated by distractions. As my year-long project finished up, I was still nowhere close to perfect. After disabling almost every notification after my smartphone experiment, I was still tempted to check for new messages when I didn't have a steady stream of alerts coming in. But just like starting a new workout regimen, my attention muscle was weak at first. And then it got stronger as I began to regularly defend it against attention hijackers. When you're on your deathbed, you're going to look back with satisfaction at all the cool and meaningful things you've accomplished. Not that you stayed on top of your email. Defending your attention muscle against interruptions will give you extra attention and focus to dive deeper into your work, to work more efficiently, and to become more productive. While we're on the topic of distractions, one of my favorite ways to tame the distractions around me, not interruptions or attention hijackers, but actual distractions, is by using the 20-second rule. Positive psychologists, like best-selling author Sean Acor, suggest that 20 seconds is enough temporal distance to keep distractions at bay and out of your way. And this rule can be used to your advantage. During my year of productivity, I experimented with keeping negative distractions more than 20 seconds away with a lot of success. For example, I noticed that as soon as I moved unhealthy snacks to more than 20 seconds away from where I worked, I stopped impulsively snacking almost immediately. Some more examples of the rule in action include keeping your email client buried in nested folders so it takes more than 20 seconds to access, keeping your filing cabinet right next to your desk so it takes you less than 20 seconds to file something, keeping desserts at the bottom of your freezer, keeping your phone in the other room while you work, unplugging your internet modem, and setting up a complicated 30-character password on your social media accounts. The notification challenge. Time required, 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how many devices you own. Energy and focus required, 3 out of 10, depending on how tech-savvy you are. Notification settings are usually pretty easy to find. Value, 8 out of 10. Fun, 7.2 out of 10. What you'll get out of it. You'll potentially reclaim hours of lost productivity every day because you'll no longer be interrupted by a barrage of alerts and notifications. You'll also remember quite a bit more and be able to focus more deeply on your work. When every interruption costs you about half an hour in lost productivity, it's worth taming them. If you're like me and the people I've met, you're interrupted a lot more than you realize. But thankfully, every device you own has settings to reduce and eliminate notifications. I challenge you to dive into the settings on your phone, computer, tablet, smartwatch, and every other device you own, and disable notification alerts on them all. Shut off buzzes, beeps, alert boxes, and anything else that hijacks your attention throughout the day. And be especially defensive of your attention during your biological prime time. If you like to occasionally shut your office door, but still like to remain accessible, your BPT is the best time to cordon yourself off to avoid your friends and coworkers. Any interruptions that aren't worth losing as much as 25 minutes of productivity over aren't worth keeping around. Your limbic system may feel the loss of constant stimulation a bit at first, as you adjust to not being interrupted. And you might even feel less productive because your brain isn't as stimulated. But when the day is done, you'll have a lot more attention to do meaningful and important work, not to mention remember the cool work that you do. And as far as productivity is concerned, that's what matters.